I really find this an interesting observation here, and one that I think is not just borne out by my experience working with recommenders, but that of several others like Ted. The existence of something like a user rating carries, somehow, a lot more information than you'd think compared to its particular value. Certainly my first intuition had been to think of the value as the real meat of the information. I think it's possible to listen too closely to data at times, which is risky if the data is sparse or noisy, and ratings and preference data can be both. It's much the same problem as model overfitting. So this section puts forth an extreme alternative to try in your experiments, ignoring ratings completely. There's a less extreme idea, which I think I first heard from researcher Daniel Lemire. In a different but similar context, he suggested it's useful to split the input from users into things they like and dislike, and then drop the ratings, and use those as the basis of two independent recommenders to produce recommendations and anti-recommendations at the same time. This retains a little of the rating data at its coarsest level rather than throw it away. Interesting to think about and try.